As we head into a long weekend, let's find out where we are in the province in terms of COVID-19. Dr. Sadiq Karim joins me now, Chief of Operations for the Western Cape Health Department, a man largely responsible for our efforts to tackle coronavirus. Dr. Karim, thank you very much for your time once again. Always appreciated. Where are we up to? How are you feeling at the moment in terms of this current wave?
Good evening, Mike and listeners. We're actually exiting very rapidly the third wave now. You know, we watch the daily cases based on the seven-day moving average, and at the moment we're looking at 620 cases on a daily basis. When we reach 530 cases, we officially exit the third wave. So we're rapidly, you know, on our way to exit the third wave. And even our hospital admissions on a daily basis has come down significantly. At the moment, we're admitting around 120 people to our hospitals across the province. And as you remember, at the peak of this third wave, we were admitting 362 people on a daily basis. And so all our indicators are moving down rapidly, and that's really good news. Even the proportion positive is just about under 10% at the moment. And so, it's good news, but obviously we remind people to take the necessary precautions.
Death rates, where are we on that?
Death rates, sure. We daily deaths are 35 on a daily basis. And again, at the peak of this third wave, we saw 122 deaths on a daily basis. So that's also come down. We know that hospital admissions and deaths largely lag behind the cases dropping down by about two weeks or so. So even the deaths have begun decreasing to the point where we can in fact close the Metro Mass Fatality Center that we had for many months. We'll be closing that on the 30th of September.
And vaccinations, where do we stand on that?
Vaccinations, yes, we are at the moment. We've administered just over 2.7 million vaccines in the Western Cape, and that represents just under 39% of the population who have had at least one jab, and just under 25% of the population who have been fully vaccinated. And we like to keep an eye on that because we're obviously measuring that against the target of 70% of the 50 and older cohort fully vaccinated, and 70% of the 18 to 49 cohort at least one jab by Christmas, by the end of December. So that's where we are against targets. And I guess by comparison for the country, for South Africa on a whole, you're sitting around 30% of the population with at least one jab. So it gives one a sense of where we are relative to South Africa as a whole.
Talking to Rebecca Davis earlier on Plan B, she was talking about the problem maybe now, not enough vaccine. It's not that we're short of vaccines, we're short of people getting vaccinated. Is there enough demand? Are people coming in to get vaccinated?
We are definitely short of people being vaccinated. In fact, over the last few days, we've seen the daily rate of vaccination starting to decrease to the point where it's of a concern to us. We can administer about 50,000 vaccines on a daily basis. Yesterday, we administered about 31,000 vaccinations. So we're still falling far short of the target that we'd like to reach. And so we're pulling out all the stops to try and reach people. We are in SASSA queues, in shopping malls. We have opened weekend vaccination sites. We are doing farm workers. We're going to workplaces to vaccinate. We are doing whatever we can to try and find enough arms, obviously, to vaccinate.
Now, the data, as you say, is positive in terms of coming out of the third wave. What are your feelings, thoughts in terms of data about when or if another wave will come?
Yes, at this stage, I think we will probably have a fourth wave around December. And the reason why I say that is because by then we would not as a country have reached the vaccination targets that we would really have liked to have reached. But obviously the size and the intensity of that fourth wave is going to depend largely upon how fast we can vaccinate people and obviously normal behavior of, you know, societal behaviors. I think definitely around December is when the fourth wave is predicted to hit South African shores. And obviously we'll do what we can to ameliorate that fourth wave.
Sadiq, thank you very much. I hope you can get a chance to enjoy a long weekend. I know you're extremely busy.
The trauma numbers.
Look, I really appreciate your time. I know you've got a lot on your plate. And thank you very much indeed, Dr. Sadiq Karim, Chief of Operations for the Western Cape Health Department, and a man who is regularly available to provide the data. And at the moment, the data is encouraging in every area except vaccine demand. capacity for 50K a day, we're only doing 31K. And that's going to hurt us. That's why, as he said, we're heading for a fourth wave in December.